Star Wars 7x7 episode 2926. It's a Jedi Business episode today, and a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the ratings for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and we were waiting for additional information to come out. Well, finally additional information is out, and we're going to talk about what it means today. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So if you saw doom and gloom headlines or you saw a discussion on social media about whether the Obi-Wan Kenobi series was doing well, was not doing well, well, that's why we're doing the Jedi Business episodes for the first time talking about streaming series on Disney+. And we talked about how it's kind of an apples to oranges comparison between Stranger Things and Obi-Wan Kenobi, because at the time of Obi-Wan's premiere and the premiere of part one of season four of Stranger Things, there were 32 episodes in total of Stranger Things and just two episodes of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Although Nielsen's breakdown did say that the first episode of season four looked like it had a wider viewership, like 12 million to 11 million, compared to the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. And while I would love anything related to Star Wars absolutely be number one all the time, you know what? Other people like other things, and that's okay too. And now we're starting to get information that goes a little bit deeper in this series, because the Nielsen streaming ratings for the week ending June 5th are out, which meant that it would cover the third episode of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, and the totals are still spectacular. 958 million minutes viewed of those three episodes of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Now, of course, Stranger Things set a new streaming record with over 7 billion minutes viewed for what was then still 32 episodes. However, we don't have a breakout from Nielsen about how many of those 7 billion minutes are actually applicable to season 4 versus people who were binging the entire series. So I could tell you that if you did the math for Stranger Things and for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, it might look like there were more than 6 million people watching any given minute of the Obi-Wan series during that week versus over 3 million people watching any given moment of Stranger Things that week. But again, it's not an apples to apples comparison because we just don't know how much that really is applicable to season four of Stranger Things, which would really be the closer comparison to what's going on with Obi-Wan if you wanted to compare those two. So here's another way you could look at it if you wanted to, considering the Book of Boba Fett in a similar situation. When it had three episodes out during that particular week, it had 467 million minutes viewed, so less than half of the minutes viewed that the Obi-Wan Kenobi series did. Ultimately, though, I feel like we don't have the complete story, and we may not get it unless we want to pay for a subscription to Nielsen so that way we get deeper insights into their rankings and the background information behind that stuff, because, you know, it's not being reported directly by Nielsen to the public unless they're doing special reports like they did with the launch of season four of Stranger Things and the launch of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. And we're not necessarily getting that detail out of the Hollywood trades either. Like, they give sort of the top line stuff, but not necessarily any of the kind of nitty gritty details that would be really fascinating and help for a more accurate and a more accurate comparison. But I'll tell you though, 6 million people watching any particular minute of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series during that week ending June 5th, that sounds pretty darn good to me. But that's actually the low number, like the lowest possible number that the actual audience is. The reason why is because it's a number that says people could be watching any given minute of the series, meaning they could be watching anything in episode one, episode two, or episode three. When the fact of the matter is that probably the lion's share of minutes viewed are happening on the current episode, especially with the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, because it's just those three episodes. It's not like there's any binging happening going back to previous seasons like they have with Stranger Things. So probably that number is a lot higher. The premiere had 11 million viewers, is according to, as reported by Nielsen separately. So yeah, it seems like it's probably gonna be a lot closer to that 11 million, but that 6.5 million is the absolute bottom number that it could possibly be. But how high might the audience be? Well, if we take the 80% number, and the reason why I'm saying 80% is because when Nielsen reported on the premiere of Stranger Things, they said that 80% of its minutes viewed were season 4 versus the rest of the series. If we were to assume 80% for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series was just focused on the current episode, that would mean that episode 3 had as many as 15 million viewers. Nearly 16 million, actually, and considering that that episode featured the first confrontation between Obi-Wan and Anakin slash Darth Vader since their meeting in Revenge of the Sith, well, you can kind of see why. So that's what I've got for you on this Jedi Business episode, looking at the ratings for the Obi-Wan Kenobi series so far as we know them, up through the third episode. And so obviously we've got three more of these to look at as they come out, and we'll see what they had to tell us when they do. But for now, that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.